I'm glad for his touch tonight. Amen. I want to read out of the book of John. Amen. Maybe if you'll mark the first book of Genesis, maybe we'll read right there just a little bit too. Amen. First book of Genesis. That ought to be pretty easy to mark. Amen. Listen, in the seventh chapter of John, about the 40th verse, it says, "Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have you not brought him? And the officers answered, never man spake like this man.
Never.
Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Amen. I believe they got that in backwards. Amen. Amen. Listen, it said, Nicodemus saith unto them, he that come to Jesus by night being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and knoweth what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went into his own house. And amen. In the first chapter of Genesis, and I'll read just a little bit right here. Amen. Little thought the Lord give us. Amen. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace, God. Lord, I want to thank you, Father, Lord, for this place to be in tonight, God. Father, for each one that's come this way, God, Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, that you'll just have your way, God. Lord, Father, I could ask for every need, God, Lord, just under the sun, God. Lord, but you know what they are already, God. Lord, I just pray, God, Lord, that you'd meet them, God. Lord, whatever they are, God, Lord, you know, God, each and every person, God, Lord, you know the weights they carry, God, Lord, you know those that are lost and undone. God, Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, that you'll just take over in this service. God, Lord, I pray, God, when you're through with me, God, Lord, let me have wisdom enough, God, Lord, just to sit, God. And, Lord, I'll thank you, God, Lord, give you all the glory for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you something. I thought about this right here. I thought about maybe, it said, never man spake like this man. And I thought maybe I might just preach just for a little while. Lord, help me. Amen. Might just preach just for a little while on never. Amen. I thought about this right here. I thought about how that whenever he spake, amen, they all took notice. I thought about how, amen, it must have been so wonderful. Amen. I thought about this right here. Whenever he speaks, how wonderful. Amen. Whenever he spoke to the seas, amen, how that they were boisterous. And amen. How the wind was boisterous. And amen, how that the waters were just, the waves were high, and amen, and it was rough, and how that whenever he spoke, amen, he said, peace be still, and amen, it's like looking at a sheet of glass, amen, it was just calm, amen, the Bible calls it a great calm, amen, there was a storm arose, amen, but at his word, amen, there was a great calm, amen, come over that place. I can remember that night, amen, just talked about it last night, brother, February 27th, 1994, amen. That was a storm, amen, in my life, amen. And he spoke to me, amen. He spoke peace, amen. And it was calm.
Yeah, boy.
Amen. Nothing in the way anymore, amen. I hate when them old preachers say, amen, listen, I'll tell you what, if you'll just get saved, everything will be all right. Let me tell you what, amen, spiritually speaking, amen, talking about your destination as far as eternity goes, everything will will be. All right, amen. If you'll just get saved, amen. But listen, you'll have to stay here until the Lord calls you out. And that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah,
amen. This place,
yeah,
they don't like you, amen. It didn't like Jesus, amen. It ain't going to get along with you if you stand for Him.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. But listen, amen. Listen, the Lord knows how to speak to that little problem too, amen. Whenever there's problems arise in your life, amen.
Yeah.
But listen, He knows how to speak to that.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll tell you, He'll speak to it like nobody else can, amen. Now listen, you'll have to flee. Amen. That's just the way it is, amen. I want to tell you something now. Listen, old devil followed me today, brother. I didn't want me to tell this tonight, amen.
Yeah.
I didn't want me to preach tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
He fought with me. Let me tell you what happened, amen. Somewhere in the middle of this day, the Lord spoke, amen. And he had to flee. He had to get out of there, Chris, amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you something. They ain't room for him and the devil in the same place. Amen. I'm telling you, whenever the old devil gets on you, amen, tries to ride you, amen, if you can just proclaim the word of God, amen, he'll have to leave.
Amen.
He can't stay in that place. Amen. Listen, I thought about this right here. How precious it might have been. Amen. Just to be over there. Amen. And here, whenever he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, just to be in there. Amen. Dead 4 days. Amen.
Good.
By Jewish standards. Amen. Stinking. Amen. Listen, rotten, no good. Amen. Dead to the world. Amen.
Yeah.
And listen, he spoke. Amen. Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Three words. Amen. He could have just said one. Amen. He could have just said Lazarus. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe he said it like that for our account. Amen. Well, listen, whenever he spoke to him, amen, he come up out of that grave. Amen.
Yeah.
And I want you to know something. Amen. He come up out of that grave floating. Amen.
Floating.
One night. Amen. I remember that night. Amen. February 27th.
Yeah.
1994, amen. He spoke to me, amen. And I come up out of that old tomb, amen. I floated, amen. That's what I did. And whenever I got his presence, he said, unloose him and let him go.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. He don't mince words, amen, tonight. Listen, I'll tell you, whenever he speaks, there's power in his words, amen.
It's not
like man's words, amen.
No.
I'll beat you to death with words, Chris. Amen. You might not get nothing out of it, amen. But when the Lord shows up, amen, you get something out of it, amen. I'm telling you, amen, what would it have been like, amen, just to be over there at the well, amen, whenever he come by, amen, and the woman there at the well, amen, drawing the water, amen, and the words he spoke to her, amen. Hey, listen, she said, oh, listen, I'm telling you, amen, he's the water, he's the bread, he's the resurrection, he's the life,
he's all of it.
Amen, there's power in that. Amen. I'll tell you, do you know what it means? Amen. To hear him speak. Amen. I've thought about this right here. I've thought about, amen, the way that he spoke to me. Amen. He spoke to me one day in a way, and I tell you, and half of you wouldn't believe me. I tell you, I was in an old 88 Oldsmobile, and I was going to Knoxville. I thought I was by myself. He spoke to me.
Yeah.
Amen. He spoke to me. You probably remember that old Oldsmobile. Jeff Anglin used to own it. Amen. Old blue Oldsmobile. I was going towards Knoxville and that thing. Amen. My brother just got saved. I don't know, down there at Mossy Grove Church, amen, just about a month before that, he come and witnessed to me, amen. He told me about how that the Lord had spoke to him and how he called him out of that old grave, amen. He told me about all of that stuff, and I was trying to run him off, and all the time, well, I was wondering what he was talking about. All the time, I wanted it, amen, but I didn't. I had so much pride here. Thought last night about whenever the preacher said that he was that the Lord was happy with the whale for what he swallowed. Amen. Sometimes we might have to swallow our pride. Amen. Just get humble before the Lord. Amen. If he's going to do a work in our life,
Amen. I'm telling you something. Whenever we get lifted up, amen, it's hard for the Lord to do anything.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We'll get up here in this place right here. Amen. This looks like a good place for me. Amen. Why don't I just get up here and everybody can look at this, and I'll tell you, the Lord can't do a whole lot with you up there. Boys, but I'll tell you what, whenever you get right down here, amen, specifically whenever you get right down here, amen, the Lord can do something with that. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The righteousness of man, it's as filthy rags, amen. There's nothing, amen, that we can do, amen, that'll make us good enough. Amen. Let me tell you something. The world wants to tell us that we're wrong. The world wants to say, amen, why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? You're worth it. Amen. It's all right. Just do it. If it feels good. Amen. It's a pack of lies. Amen. We ought to do what the Lord would have us to do. Amen. The Bible said He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. You know what that word all means in the Greek? Amen. It means all. Amen.
Amen.
It means there's none left out.
None.
Amen. You ought to shout, amen, for that. Amen.
Yeah,
listen,
boy.
I'm telling you. Listen, whenever I got saved, oh brother, whenever I got saved, amen, I wasn't worth killing. Amen. You know what? You know what they did? Amen. The one that was worthy to open and loose the seals of the book. Amen. He came looking for me. Amen. I wasn't worth a bullet. Amen. Listen, someone would have been beat if they'd have paid for a bullet. Amen. Just to kill me. Amen. And He, amen, the King of Glory.
Yeah,
amen. He came looking for me. Amen.
What a Savior.
And He spoke. He said, hey, Nathan.
You know what?
You know it.
I heard Him.
You know it.
Never man spake of
it. That's right. Amen. That's right.
And I heard something that day I hadn't heard.
Amen.
Listen, He knew everything about me.
Yeah.
Remember the woman at the well? He knew all things ever I did. It's not this in Christ. I can remember that day. Amen. I remember that day. Whenever I thought those very same thoughts, amen, listen, the Bible, amen, all the different stories, amen, they all preach the same thing. Listen, God's righteous, amen, we're not, amen. God's right, amen, we're not, amen.
We're not.
Listen, I'll tell you what, God's good, we're not, amen. Listen, He don't need me, amen, I need Him, amen. Listen, this is what, amen, we just need to get a hold of this, amen. He's willing, amen, to take me. Listen. Well, to take me and use me, amen, in a grand scheme, amen, willing to let me be a part of something that's so much bigger than anything that I could. Listen, I could spend 10 lifetimes and spend it all on one cause, and it would never be a speck compared to the cause for Christ.
Wouldn't compare.
Just to see people come to a knowledge of Christ. I mean, I thought about, amen, the way that He speaks, amen. I thought about this right here over there in Genesis, amen. I'll tell you, listen, hey, you don't have to worry about me preaching very long. I ain't going to make you no promises about McDonald's, amen, but whenever the Lord gets through, I'll just sit down, amen. Listen, but it says right here, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I thought about this right here. I'm going to draw a little picture. In the beginning, God created man.
Yeah.
Created man, Robert.
Yeah.
Created man.
That's what I told Jeremiah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Boy, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Said, I knew you when you was in the woman.
Amen.
Yeah. Created man. But I had a sin nature.
Oh, yeah, me too.
When I come to an age where I understood that, I needed to be saved.
Amen.
See, in the beginning, God created me. And, amen. The earth, dust, clay, if you would. Amen. And I was void without form.
Yeah.
Spent my years looking. Amen. I tried to make myself better. I really did. I mean, I tried. Listen, I don't know how many of you know anything about me, but I dealt the drugs. You know, I did all that stuff, you know. I lived a rough life.
Bless Him, Lord.
Lived in some bad places, you know. But listen, I was void and without form.
Me too.
Something missing.
Amen.
I mean, I needed something. I needed somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen. And then one day, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep.
You heard him speaking.
Amen. One day, boy, he came and he started to churn around. Amen. He started moving that right there. Amen. And I knew things were changing. That's whenever I started to try to make myself better. All them excuses, boy. I looked at the boys' club down there at Sunbright, Tennessee, and I said, boys, I get in there, people will think better of me. So I did, and they didn't. And I thought, well, you know, and I did all these things to make myself a better name, Brother Rob. I quit drinking, you know. I quit smoking. I quit doing drugs. I quit running with a different crowd. Amen. And I thought, well, that make them think better about me? But they didn't. Amen. Listen, I quit stealing. Amen. I thought, that'll get them. Amen. No, that didn't do nothing for them. Amen. But on February 27th, 1994, listen, I was void and without form. And God said, amen.
Never a man
spoke. He spoke. Amen. And I heard him. Yeah. I heard him, amen.
You know who he is.
I just heard him, amen. I can't explain it. Amen. I heard him say it.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
You know it.
Called out to me. Listen, he didn't call out to a bunch of my judges.
No.
You know, he didn't say, why don't you go over and tell Nathan, you know, that he wants to get saved, you know. Why don't you go over and tell Nathan how terrible it is, the things he's doing, you know. Why don't you go over and tell him, no, you know who he spoke to? He spoke to me.
He spoke to Nathan.
Right here, boy. It wouldn't matter if I was deaf and couldn't hear nothing. It wouldn't matter if I couldn't hear a train.
That's right.
Close to my ears. I heard this.
That's right.
I heard this. Amen. And he spoke to me, and boy, I've never been the same.
Amen.
You know what? He started to deal with my heart then. Mm-hmm. And you know what then? I heard him speak. Amen. Not just through my heart. I heard him speak. That one time I heard him speak. Nathan, won't you come? You know? He wanted me to come. And I thought, you know, why does anybody want anything to do with me? I don't know how everybody else is, but I look in the mirror. You know, whenever I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror, you know, and I get things ready, you know, to go out into the world, you know, and you know, I look in the mirror and I'd be ashamed because of who's looking back at me. I knew myself.
That's right.
I knew myself.
You're telling it right.
I mean, I knew myself. The only person who knew me better than me was Jesus.
Yeah.
And listen, amen. He took me anyway, amen. Listen, it's like being in an orphanage anyway. Amen. Listen, I'm something. If you've got a child that's born to you, amen, they're special, amen.
Yeah.
Listen, and I think that's good, amen. God made it that way. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. You're special whenever you go into an orphanage, amen, and you look at them and you examine them and you see every defect. You see everything that's wrong with them.
Oh,
you
Lord.
See every mistake they've made, amen. They've got it all documented and wrote down on paper, amen. Listen, you go in there and whenever you come into there, and amen, you look at all that and you look at that baby anyways and you say, boy, I'll take that one.
Yeah, I'm going to love that one.
Amen. I mean, you know what the Lord did for me? Why, He just loved me.
Amen.
Amen. Not to die for me. Amen. Amen. Not after I go where I can love Him. Amen. But before that,
that's
while
right.
I was yet a sinner.
Yet a sinner.
He died for me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He made a way.
Amen. That's Amen. For you.
Whoa.
Amen, brother.
Amen. He made a way.
Yeah.
Even for me. What do you think tonight, amen? Think he can make a way for you.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. So many times over the years now, you can believe this or not, amen. I'll tell you, listen, I talk about me a lot, Robert, because I don't know a whole lot about you. If I know a whole lot about you, Sherry told me just go ahead and preach on you. I don't know enough about you to preach on you.
They've done heard it.
So I'll just preach on me, amen. Listen, whenever I got saved, I sat back there in the seat, and I'll show you right where I sat. In the church that I was in, I sat right here about where this fellow's at. Amen. I sat right there. Amen. And listen, after I've been saved for a couple of weeks, amen, I got to wanting to go with that altar so bad. Mm-hmm. Amen. I don't know. It might have just been a week. I don't know. But I know that I felt like everybody'd stare at me. That quick, the devil come in. Amen. And started sowing his seeds of doubt, trying to run me down, trying to get me under his feet. Amen. You know what the Bible says about that? The Bible says that my sheep, talking about the good shepherd, he said, they know my voice.
They know it.
And they'll follow me, the voice of another.
They won't.
They won't. Amen. I got sick of sitting back there and struggling with that. You know what I did? Amen. I got up and run down that altar. You know what? I've been going ever since. Amen. I just keep on going back. You know what?
Amen.
I find help there. Amen. Listen, don't you let the devil sell you a bill of goods, amen. And you ought to wear this altar out, amen.
Yeah, buddy.
Because if you don't, then your kids never will, amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen, they'll never go.
That's right. You're amen. Telling it right.
There's help here.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Never a man spake like this man. Amen. I was void and without form. Amen. He showed up. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Sin revived in me. Amen. Amen. There was a time whenever I was ignorant. Amen. And I just didn't know. Amen. But it's no longer that way. Amen. Sin revived in me. I died. Amen. I was dead in trespasses and sin. I needed a Savior. You know what He did? He just said, well, I'll be that one.
Amen.
I'll be that one. God was looking for a man to stand in the gap. You know what Jesus said? He said, I'll stand there.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Never a man spake like this man. I'm going to tell you what. One of these days, he's going to step out. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, amen, I'm telling you, if it's in the end of time, I'll go with a bunch of you. Amen. That are saved. Amen. But listen, if it's not, amen, if he steps out and calls me tonight, if I don't make it back to the house, trying to pass somebody, amen, if I don't make it back to the house, amen, listen, I'm going home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
I think what if he calls me, amen, listen, I'm going to tell you something, I won't have any trouble
no.
recognizing that.
That's voice. Right.
Amen.
You'll
it
know
won't
it.
Matter what I've got clogged in that old ear, buddy.
Yeah.
It won't matter, amen, because I'll be hearing it.
You want to hear him.
Listen, I belong to him. I've been bought with a price, amen. I ought to glorify him with my body, amen. I'm going to thank you tonight, amen, for listening, amen. I've minded the Lord. As they come and get a song. Listen, I want you to know something tonight. There's help in this place. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. A preacher can't bring revival. Amen. Listen, amen. It's just not. Listen, it's just not possible. Amen. No more than the blood of bulls and goats could save men's souls. Amen. It's just not possible. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something now. The Lord can bring revival. Amen. I'll tell you what. I heard the story one time. There was an old lady, and she told me, she said they was starting revival. And she said everybody around me, she said they was shouting going on. She said there was something missing. And she'd been saved for a long time. She'd been saved for a long time. And she was one of the singers. And she went back to the hotel room. And she kind of got into a form and a fashion, you know. And she kind of got, just kind of got slowed down, you know, and bogged down, you know. And there's no shame in that, amen. It happens to all of us. Amen. It's just a shame in staying there, amen. But listen, she got back to the hotel room, and she started to cry and to weep about that. And she said she got down on her hands and knees. And she said, I took my finger, and she said, I drawed me a circle. And
yeah.
And I said, I prayed this prayer right here. I said, Lord, start me a revival right
here.
Circle.
Amen. Right here.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you're hurting tonight, amen, I'm telling you, physical needs, amen, spiritual needs, financial needs, I don't know. I can't speak to all of it. Well, listen, I can tell you this. Never man spake by
the Lord. Amen.
He said you could cast every one of them.
All of them.
Because he cares for you. Amen. Amen. That was Peter's testimony of you.
Yep.
Amen. I think Peter knew a thing or two about the
Lord. Yeah, he did.
Peter, he's the only one that ever got out and walked on the water. Amen. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. Peter's a lot like me. Amen. Sometimes. Sometimes his heart and his brain would outrun, or his mouth would outrun his heart. You know, listen, I'm going to tell you, listen, tonight, all you got to do is make the Lord your whole hope. your whole trust. Listen, don't let anything get in the way. Amen?
No.
Listen, you don't
lie. Worth it.
Because there's people counting on you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You've got grandkids. Amen. You've got kids. Amen. You've got brothers and sisters and mothers and daddies. Amen. They're counting on you. Amen. Listen, maybe they're lost and undone. Listen, they need someone to hold up the bloodstained banner. Amen. I'll tell you what we ought to do every time we get just the least little bit weak. We ought to run to Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what He'll do. The Bible said He'd not know why to cast us out. Amen. He'll never, ever say, well, that's just silly. What are you asking me about that for?
Never.
He just won't do it. Amen. He'll take you in. He said, the Bible said, He said, how many times would I have gathered you unto me as a hen would her chicks? But ye